You're listening to SBS News.
Biak Tong Urai lives in a modest home in Melbourne's west with his wife and six children. Arriving home from his job at a local daycare centre, three-year-old Jun Nenasen and five-month-old Stephen are there to greet him in the driveway. This, he says, is heaven.
I feeling is I'm alright. I thought this is the first the heaven. Yeah, I'm very happy.
Mr. Urai fled Myanmar in 2006. He'd been badly beaten by soldiers from the Burmese army after they'd taken him as a porter and he'd become sick and was unable to work. He says they threatened to kill him and ransacked his home. For 5 years, he waited in a refugee camp in Malaysia until he was finally granted asylum to come to Australia. He says he still worries that at any time, officials could turn up and ask him to leave.
Then worry about sometime, a department comes to knock the door, you need to go back in your country.
In 2015, Mr. Urai applied for Australian citizenship so that the worrying could stop, but the forms were sent back. He applied again in 2017 and again last year, with the department requesting birth and marriage certificates that don't exist.
We don't have a certificate because in my village, everything not computer, everything not, but my birth plan is in kitchen. Then not hospital, very far in the city.
Obtaining replacement documents is difficult and costly, a challenge faced by many refugees. Western Melbourne Chin Community President Patrick Sang Bohin says he's aware of many in his community facing the same struggle.
At least 1,000 people have applied to become a citizen in the last 2 years. And I haven't heard anyone who has been granted citizenship.
In April 2017, then, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced a citizenship crackdown, sparking a flurry of new applications. But applications were frozen as the department waited for new eligibility criteria, including a tougher English language test, to come into effect. The reforms failed to pass the Senate, leaving a backlog of over 240,000 citizenship applicants by mid-2018, more than double the 2017 waiting list. Patrick Song Bahin says the Chin community just want to give back to Australia.
We are good people. We are going to become a very good citizens, and we feel that we owe to the government, to the Australian people. And so we are here to do a good thing, to support the country grow.
Last financial year, just over 80,000 people were conferred Australian citizenship, compared to almost 138,000 the year before. Refugee Council of Australia Chief Paul Power says it's in the best interests of integration to encourage new arrivals to become citizens.
We actually want everyone who is living in the country to feel a fully part of the country. I mean, that should be a policy goal for our political leaders, to see as many people living in Australia actively wanting to take up Australian citizenship.
The Minister for Immigration and Citizenship, David Coleman, states that the government will always work to make the system as functional and effective as possible. He also added that the government makes no apologies for ensuring only those who meet our security and character requirements are given Australian citizenship. The Immigration Minister says $9 million is being invested into recruiting and training extra staff to deal with the backlog, and as a result, over 85,000 were approved in just the last 8 months. However, the Immigration Department has not confirmed to SBS how many more applications are still waiting to be processed, with parliamentary documents suggesting over 200,000 would-be Australians remain in citizenship limbo. Paul Powers says the wait can have a detrimental effect on refugees who have already faced the trauma of upheaval from their homeland.
It means a lot, and we can see, again and again, it's a very important, often final step in their journey from persecution to permanent safety.
And for Biak Tong Urai, his journey has a new sense of urgency. His father is ill and requesting a final visit.
He's not well. Then I want to go see and respect. I want to, become a citizen. That's why I need citizenship.
Without citizenship, he cannot apply for a passport. And after 4 years of waiting, he doesn't know if it will come through in time. Abby Dinham, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.